2024 December Semi-Annual Training. Week 13. Day 3. Morning Nourishment. 1 Peter 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has regenerated us unto a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Hebrews 2:10. For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things and through whom are all things, in leading many sons into glory, to make the author of their salvation perfect through sufferings. The Son of God is eternal, yet this eternal Son of God was born as the Son of Man. In his incarnation he was born of Mary, and by that birth he became the Son of Man. Therefore, his incarnation was his first birth. But the Bible also tells us that Christ had a second birth. In his first birth Christ was born as the Son of Man, and in his second birth he was born as the firstborn Son of God. On the one hand, John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. On the other hand, Romans 8:29 says, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Have you ever considered that Christ is the Son of God in two ways? In the first way he was God's only begotten Son, and in the second way he is the firstborn Son among many sons. Romans 8:29 says that the believers are to be conformed not to the image of the only begotten Son but to the image of God's firstborn Son. Today's reading. The difference between the only begotten Son of God in eternity past and the firstborn Son of God in resurrection is that in eternity past, before his incarnation, he possessed only divinity without humanity. But through the process of incarnation, he put on humanity. He passed through human living, entered into death, and came out in resurrection. In resurrection he still remained the Son of God according to his divinity, but there was something more, he also possessed the humanity that he obtained through incarnation. The humanity that he put on in incarnation was also brought into resurrection to share in the sonship. This is why Acts 13:33 says that on the day of resurrection Christ was begotten of God to be God's Son. It means that resurrection sonized his humanity, made it also the Son of God. Christ's resurrection was a birth, making him not only God's only begotten Son with divinity but also God's firstborn Son with both divinity and humanity. If he were only God's only begotten Son, he could not have any brothers. To have us as his brothers, he must possess humanity. In his incarnation Christ put on humanity, and through resurrection he brought this humanity into sonship. In this way he became God's firstborn Son with both divinity and humanity. Then, as the life-giving Spirit, he entered into us to make us also sons of God. Now we are the many sons of God being conformed to the image not of God's only begotten Son but of his firstborn Son. Therefore, as God's firstborn Son, Christ has many brothers. We all need to see that being born as the firstborn Son of God was a great work that Christ accomplished through his resurrection. The date of our regeneration was the date of Christ's resurrection. When Christ was resurrected from the dead, we, all the believers, were resurrected with him. On the day of Christ's resurrection, all of God's chosen people were resurrected and were born to be God's many sons. Now God has many sons with both divinity and humanity. But among these many sons, only the firstborn is his only begotten Son. This only begotten Son of God, in his resurrected humanity, is also the firstborn Son of God. As the firstborn Son of God, he has both divinity and humanity, and we his believers as God's many sons also possess both the human nature and the divine nature. Now day by day we are being conformed to the image of God's firstborn Son. This is the end of today's morning revival.